In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, we're back with Would You Rather? And this time around, it's a veritable potpourri of questions for the Cubs to answer in a This Versus That game show. From the ridiculous to the sublime, listen in as the Cubs make their choices. So hit your buzzers hard and fast as COL 355 starts now. March 6, 2016. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon. Everybody
dance now! And that makes me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 355. And yes, folks, this is a leap year. That's why we're on the 6th and not the 7th. We just posted a show on the 28th. There were 29 days in February, so it's a leap year. So those people who finally got to have another birthday because they were born on February 29th, you're welcome. You're older than you actually look. Or you're younger than you look.
Okay.
Something like that.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yay.
But that's just me. So, everybody. Yeah, with that, let's actually get into another thing. So I have another kamikaze cocktail like I had last week.
Yay.
Also, I've gotten back into the Pokemon cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Anime, I suppose they call it. Of course, it's the English version. I've gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to find what's available online that I can watch, and I'm just going to watch it. So I went to Hulu. They had Ruby and Sapphire. And I'm like, okay, I'll go with it. And I started watching that, and it was just feel really disjointed. It's like, after the latest win that Ash did, and I'm like, well, the last episode didn't have him really do a gym battle or anything. I'm confused here. Then I realized for some fucked up reason, everything is either out of order or they just don't have everything for the Ruby Sapphire series. And it just says this is season 10. I'm like, no, that's not right. Oh. So I opted to go to iTunes and actually purchase the appropriate seasons.
Aww.
Which are only in sets of 13 episodes when each season is like 50 episodes or something. Because Japan has like, when they do a season of something, it's really the full year. Instead of just like 13 episodes because we're lazy and cheap or something.
Wow.
In my humble opinion, in any case. I've gotten more into the Battle Pets part of World of Warcraft. Which is essentially the World of Warcraft version of Pokemon. So, right now I've been trying to get all the profession pets, stuff that I actually make. I can make and craft the pets, like an enchanted lantern and a magic lamp and a mechanical scorpid. So, I've been getting those together. And last, before I came... Before you started the show, I was working on the Tranquil Mechanical Yeti.
Okay.
So, Damon?
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. So, what have you been drinking?
What have I been drinking?
What tasty beverage do you have today?
Oh, God. I have a... I've just forgotten the name of it. Rockstar Punched... zero calorie energy drink because my ass is tired. No alcohol for me just yet. It's a little early. Well,
it's afternoon. Come on.
Kind of. Anyway, no. So no alcohol on this side for now. Maybe later. Since the last time we recorded, which was not too long ago, I have been, Jim and I have been catching up on Firefly. He's never, I think I've mentioned this before. He's never seen it. I saw it off and on when the show was first airing. And I decided to go ahead and start watching it. We started watching a few episodes and we got sidetracked by life. And so yesterday we watched a couple more. We're now more than halfway through the season.
You're not halfway through the season, honey. You're halfway through the series.
Well, whatever. Season, series, whatever.
No. I mean the entire series.
I know. It was only one season, and that makes me sad. But we're going to also watch the movie, so there's that. But we just watched the episode Out of Gas, which was the kind of the episode that sort of explains some of the backstory about how he got Serenity and, you know, all that, you know, everything. So it's been good. We're taking it slow just because I know I like to watch it and really immerse into it. So watching an episode or two episodes at a time is kind of what we're doing. So that was my weekend. Gary?
What you drink?
What am I drinking? Mm-hmm. I am having unsweetened iced tea mixed with cinnamon apple jack, homemade liquor, and a little Sprite.
Ooh. That sounds like a tasty cocktail.
That's tasty.
Yeah, so that's my beverage to get me through the show today.
Because sometimes you just need a little something.
Yeah. So if I sound strange or odd or different on this show, it's because I am not using my lovely MacBook Pro laptop to be on the show because my hard drive in it started making weird noises Friday night. And it kind of made me nervous. And I know better, and I should have attached an external drive and just taken everything that I thought was of value, quote unquote, and thrown it onto an external drive, because then I ended up shutting it off and restarting it. And when I restarted it, I got a lovely folder with a question mark blinking on it.
Oh, yeah.
And according to Apple, when you use their website, it says that there's something wrong with the computer and that you have to troubleshoot. So I did that Friday night for probably about 2 hours and came to the conclusion that most likely my hard drive is okay, but my OS is messed up and it won't.
No knows.
Yeah, that I'm going to have to reinstall it, which means I'm going to have to wipe the hard drive and then reinstall the OS. So I ran into a complication, though, because when I bought it, I don't recall getting a disk with it for the OS. So, yeah, it's this whole, like, oh, no, what the hell am I going to do thing. And I've, you know, moved beyond the, you know, well, shit, what was on the laptop is going to get lost kind of thing, because there wasn't truly, truly crazy important things on there. I put a lot of stuff up in the cloud as we speak. So that was really just a working process, you know, kind of it gets me to things to do things, so to speak. You know, there's some templates of build things that I've done, you know, like iMovie and stuff like that, that I'm kind of like bummed about if I'm going to lose it. But so yesterday I took it to a local place because my lovely fair city does not have an Apple store.
Ah.
And that poses a challenge because I have to rely on, like, you know, a third party place or whatever. So luckily there was one. I went there. They closed at 4. It took me what normally takes about 7 minutes from my place to get to where it's at. It's in a big commercial area of the city. It actually took me over 30 minutes to get there thanks to traffic yesterday. So I got there 3 minutes before they closed, which was not my intention. And then the girl kind of looked at it and, you know, she's just kind of the help at the front. And so they have my baby for a couple of days. They're closed today. Their computer guy will look at it on Monday. She said, I'll probably get a call back on Tuesday letting me know their diagnosis and what steps we can do going forward. So, yeah. So I'm fine. I, you know, have some other stuff I can work off of. But then it's kind of funny because I'm like, oh, now I got to rethink all these ways I get shit done. Such as, oh, that's right, a podcast. Because I was like, oh, I don't have my MacBook with Skype. Well, I could use my iPhone, but I don't really want to do that. Oh, I guess I'll use my iPad. And then I was like, wait, do I even own a microphone with a 3.5 millimeter jack?
Oh, God.
Because my other microphones are all USB.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because you're used to...
And I don't have a USB to lightning, like, converter. Oh, I imagine those exist somewhere. So, yeah, so I had to go run around and find my only known earbud, like, set with a microphone in it. Because I have a couple of them, probably a handful of different ones, but they none of them have a microphone in them. Like, so I just, they're just kind of earbuds. So I just shove them in, and then I, you know, when I go to the store or I'm out someplace or whatever, because I don't want to bother people and be bothered by them. So, so yeah, I have no idea how this sounds, the clarity or like noise factor or any of that kind of stuff. So I'm going to apologize now if there's like all sorts of like scratching noises or weird things. Or if you can, I don't know, hear my heartbeat or me drinking, or I got no clue what it sounds like. So. If they're noise-canceling technology, maybe. You won't hear any of that kind of crap. I don't know. So I has broken technology, and it's, you know, depressing. But hopefully by the next show in a week, I'll be back on track.
Yay!
Yay! I want you back up and running.
Yeah.
Okay. And apparently we have this. Gary, what did you do?
So, Friday night, spent a couple hours, like I said, working on the laptop thing. And then I was like, well, I'm not really tired, so let me work on some Drudge First stuff. So I had something I wanted to kind of get crossed off my list, and I tend to get tunnel vision focused. Mm-hmm. So everything else just kind of falls away until like I get that thing done. So this is the downside of being single and living alone, because no one like, you know, tells you.
No one to call you on that.
There's no world going on outside. Especially when you're in the office and the curtains are pulled. So, I worked on the project and then found myself completing it at about 7:15 in the morning.
Oh, good God.
That's dedication. You're focused.
I wasn't tired. That's usually my indication, you know, when the body's like, bitch,
you need to sleep. Bed. Like, yeah. It's time to go to sleep. What do you think you're doing?
So... It was like after 7 in the morning, and it was like going on 7:30 to 8:00, and I'm like, oh man, I'm up. And
that way your voice sounds like you just woke up.
Yeah, so I'm like, do I go to bed now? Wait, shit, if I go to bed now, I'll sleep the whole day away. I don't want to sleep the whole day away. I got shit to do. So I, you know, turned around and I need to get laundry done, and I've got a huge, my mom had a very large queen mattress pad that needed to be cleaned, and, you know, they don't fit in any type of a normal washer, clothes washer, so I had to go to the laundromat. So I was like, oh, this is probably one of the best times to go to the laundromat. Even though the one I usually go to that has the really big machines, it's 24/7 available, I was like, yeah, but it's early Saturday morning. There's probably not many people there. So the likelihood of getting one of the bigger units is pretty fair. So I went and did a whole bunch of laundry, did a little shopping, got all that done, and then came home. And by then it was going on maybe 10. So then I kind of putzed around and got some other things done. And I was like, okay, I'm never going to make it through the day. I've got to take a nap. But I didn't want to sleep through the whole day because I still had to go run some errands before places closed. So that's where the laptop issue came into play, that I like slept from about noon to three, got up, got my shit together, and then left. And I expected to, I think I left about, 3:25, and thought I'd be up to the store to drop off the MacBook Pro at about like 3:30. So I kind of, pulled a thing I used to do at half my age, where I would stay up all night long and not give a shit about anything.
I couldn't do it. Just can't, like.
Well, and so, and then, Damon, it gets worse, because then, so last night, I go and I run errands and I go to visit my mom and I'm taking care of stuff. And it's, it's late when I came over, because my whole schedule's thrown off now. Mm-hmm. So, but my mom's retired, and is always pretty much home. So, she doesn't have a real set schedule either. So I come over at 9 o'clock at night and she's like, "You're here late." And I'm like, "Yeah, about my day." So I didn't realize I was there for a couple of hours, and then I left and I came home. It was after midnight. I was like, "Oh shit." So then I worked on some stuff again last night, and then was like, no, need to go to bed. Need to try to go to bed. Otherwise, you're just going to screw yourself over, and you might sleep through the podcast, or, who knows. So.
Sometimes you just have to force yourself, being like, I'm not quite tired, but I need to go to bed. Otherwise, I might wake up late.
Well, and so the crazy thing to me is going to the Kentucky Bear Run. It's the first run in a long time, I think, where I had just a normal experience. And by that, I mean, I got full night's sleep.
Oh, wow. What?
Well, because when you're not in charge and you don't have to volunteer for anything at specific times, you can do whatever the hell you want. So,
well, that's true.
So I went to bed at 3-4 in the morning or whatever, and I got up 10, 11, whenever I felt like it. Unlike my event where I go to bed at 4:30 and wake up at 7:30 and get 3 hours a night every night, and just burn the candle all 360 degrees. So I'm thinking there's a sub psychological issue going on that I'm trying to prepare my body for something in what is it, 6 weeks for when the runs are coming. So, but I'm also it's like I'm getting older and I need to get my rest, so I'm not sure how it's gonna work out.
Sometimes you just need to sleep.
And I guess sometimes you just need to prove to yourself that you can still hang.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
You still got there it.
Yeah.
Old cub.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
And I'm a little congested this morning. And my eyes are bugging me.
It's because you haven't gotten enough sleep.
God bless it. All right.
I'll say it's the mama cup. Anyways, let's go right to this. Gary, what's been going on over in Facebook?
We got a like.
Yay!
So, lots o' huggin' bear liked our Facebook page. So, up by one more.
We like you as well.
Damon.
Oh, we got a new follow on Google Plus. Greg Hope is following us on following Comes Out Loud on Google Plus, and a new subscriber on our YouTube link, YouTube, by the name of Steven Dockstetter.
Welcome.
Yay! More men to join the COL extended family.
No.
Yay!
Greg, of course, is from Men of the Den, and he's just been starting to stalk us.
Oh.
I don't find a problem in that. I'm just saying. That's what he's doing. Let's go into this. It's Urban Dictionary with Gary.
All right, kids, strap yourselves in. It's a new word to add to your vocabulary.
Oh.
What word is that, Mr. Gary?
Bootygasm.
Well,
definition: a climax of sexual excitement characterized by feelings of pleasure and euphoria as a result of stimulation to the prostate.
Bootygasm.
Bootygasm.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah, bro. My girl loves pegging me until I have multiple bootygasms. Now, nice. Who knows what pegging is?
I think it's not a word for fucking, isn't it?
Specifically, really? Pegging is when a woman puts on a strap-on and then gives it to a guy.
Oh. And so this was a double dose of Urban Dictionary with Gary.
Yeah, well, it wasn't intended to be, but I was like, I think I know what pegging is, but I better go look that up just to be safe.
Yeah, I had a good idea. I'm like, oh.
That's cool.
She likes to fuck him.
Right, but to be fair, I wasn't sure if pegging – my first inclination is – well, it's Urban Dictionary. So is pegging like when a pirate fucks you with his peg leg? Or are you getting – is someone fucking you while holding a dildo, a vibrator? And then I read it and I was like, oh, she put on a strap on and she gave it to you. Got it.
That's nice. That's great.
Yeah.
Good for you, I guess.
Here's the nice thing about being gay. We don't need a strap on. Now, good to know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time. It's time for Would You Rather?
Uh-huh.
A game where I could just now just sit back in my brand new bucket seat of a gaming chair, close my eyes, and just listen and answer to the questions that are presented to me. But we only have two choices. That's it. No third option, no fourth option. You have to choose one of these two. So would you rather do this or that? We'll find out. Gary, as the host of our show, what is our first question?
Ooh.
First question is, would you rather feel like you were hungover for a week or not use email for a week?
Wow.
Not use email for a week.
Not use email for a week. Although, well, never mind. I can't caveat that. Go ahead.
Well, here's the reason why I say that. It's because there's so many other forms of communication that can work. Now, if this deals with I can't use email at work, then we might have a problem.
Yeah.
Because of communication.
Yeah, that's sort of my thing. Yeah.
It might be a problem. But if anything, I could just tell people, says, hey, if we get any email communications, can you just chat them to me? Because, Just like copy and paste or just let me know what's going on.
Yeah.
I can do it. So there's easy workarounds. But, I've never actually felt hungover, so I'm not exactly sure what that is. But you know what?
Feeling hungover can suck. And feeling hungover for a week.
I don't think I could even concentrate on email in that case.
Yeah. I'd be like out of it. I'd be too out of it to do much of anything, let alone – like, hey, let's have a conversation or go do something. So, I mean, Gary?
Yeah. So there's workarounds with email. Gary, what do you think?
I agree on the not doing email for a week, but that's because my hope is that my ass is on vacation, so I don't give a shit. And that's the reason I'm not doing email for a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just kind of the way I look at it.
Well, yeah. I just my issue with work would be literally 85% of my job is emails, so it would really suck if I couldn't use email. Like, oh, sorry, can't work this week. I'd go on vacation if I couldn't. So, number two,
would you rather swallow or spit?
Oh.
That's easy. Swallow.
I don't even care if it's disgusting tasting. I'd rather just swallow. To me, that's the fastest way to get it out of my mouth.
Shit. This is a bad question for me. I would rather swallow, but I have to spit.
So what's your answer? Would you rather?
I would rather swallow.
Okay.
But I have to spit.
We're not asking about it. Just asking. Yeah. This question, I understand the caveat. Okay. So I'm not saying we're not saying whether you can and cannot do this now. It's what would your opinion be? What would you rather do? So you don't have to keep, disclaimer. Have to spit. Just say rather swallow. No disclaimer needed. That's fine.
All right. So here's the thing. I want to say one, but I'm going to say the other.
Okay.
Just to be contrary?
No. Just because it's so open-ended, I got no idea whose dick it is. So the default is going to be to spit.
Yeah. See, yeah. This is.
I'm just saying, because there's some, no offense, there's some nasty stuff.
There's some rank ass people out there that don't know what the fuck they're taking care of.
Well, my thought would be, I would already be into this person if I was going to be even, if the cum was getting into my mouth in the first place. So I'm not too concerned about that. It's not like, hey, you're going to do like 1,000 blowjobs. You've got to sit in this room. It's going to be a nice little glory hole, and you have to suck dick all day. No matter what, you have to either spit or you either swallow, but you can't do both. And
blowjobs.
And there's that's not the situation. This is would you rather spit or swallow? And if I'm going to get cum into my mouth, most likely it's going to be just fine, and I'm going to swallow. Because if it's a situation where I spit, it's not going to even get close to that.
Still. Anyway, number three. Let's move on. I could talk about that one for a while.
Spitting is all right. Its thing. Number three. Would you rather email an embarrassing email to your entire company or eat an entire stick of butter?
Eat an entire stick of butter.
Oh, God. This one's easy. Eat an entire stick of butter. Butter. Butter.
We can do that.
Butter.
I mean, it doesn't really say how you're going to eat this stick of butter.
Oh, here we go.
Come on, Gary. Just answer the question.
No, that's a reaction to Jeff, because I'm like, what? What? You're just going to meld it over all the phyllo dough and then like ingest it that way? I don't think so.
Make cookies.
I think it's pretty straightforward. You just take a stick of butter and you bite it and you chew it and you bite it and you chew it. That's just how simple it is.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah, well.
anyway, let's not get into semantics
the stick of butter will be eaten by me, but it doesn't say what method of eating that stick of butter.
That's too much wiggle room. Anyways, I will probably go with the stick of butter, although the email thing is very intriguing to me, because prior to the change this past year, I think pretty good that I could have sent an embarrassing email and I would have been fine. Like, I wouldn't have lost my job.
Oh, yeah.
But now that I'm with the new company, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. True. True.
I don't know if, like, that would be grounds enough for them to be like,
what the fuck's going on with you?
Yeah.
Mister.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You ready for number four?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Would you rather win a trip to Hawaii or win a free laptop?
That's not very helpful. Choose the laptop?
Mm.
Probably a free laptop so I could get a nice, like, souped up MacBook Pro or something.
Mm. I would.
Why is too hot? And I'm not much of a walk around person. I need my technology. So I would probably go. I'm going to go with the Winfrey laptop. If it's a crappy laptop, I'd rather trip to.
I would take the trip to Hawaii. I've never been and would like to go.
And just to clarify, my answer is free laptop.
Yes.
But I'm just saying there's other caveats, which would.
There's always a caveat. That's the, I think that's the point in purpose of. Of this thing.
I don't know. That last one about the embarrassing email and eat a stick of butter, I can't really think of a caveat on that. I'm just thinking of easier ways to eat a stick, an entire stick of butter besides just chowing down on it.
Mm. Yeah. Gary?
So it was really easy until Friday. It was the trip to Hawaii. Bye, bitches. I'll see you when I come back with a tan. But now that I don't have a laptop, I'm like, oh shit.
It would be nice to have like a backup laptop if you like for example, like with yours that kind of not bit the dust permanently, but is ill.
Right. So yeah, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. So at this very moment when we're recording, I'll take the free laptop.
Answer the question next week, and it'll be a totally different
yeah. Because I has a need. If I didn't need a laptop this minute, it'd be the trip to Hawaii. So I got shit to get done. Are we ready for number five?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Would you rather give up alcohol for a year or give up your smartphone for a month?
Give up alcohol for a year. Easy peasy.
Wow. Damon?
Oh, God.
Lush.
No. I want to hear Gary's answer, first of all.
We've been going in order all this time. You're next.
I know. I'm just thinking, fuck. I know it sounds like an easy answer, but it's not. Okay, I would go ahead and give up alcohol for a year because, yeah, go ahead.
Wow. I'd give up my smartphone for a month.
I mean, it is a shorter time.
It is a shorter time, and I have an iPad.
True.
Yeah.
So it's basically a glorified phone. It's really big and fat. If I hold it up to my face, you can't see me. but I can still communicate through it. I can still use it like a phone if I need to. And most of the apps that are on my phone are on my iPad. So I'm not missing out on anything.
Yeah. I don't have a tablet per se. I do have a laptop. Don't get me wrong. Actually, I have two.
Yeah, but a laptop is not a tablet.
Exactly.
And that's I've got an iPad, an iPhone. I got a laptop. I've got a desktop. I've got everything. Even though I go to work, I can't necessarily do everything I want to on that work computer. So when I'm on break, got to have my smartphone because the Wi-Fi doesn't always work well.
Yeah. Yeah. I would feel I could potentially definitely give up alcohol for a year if I really, really needed to. It'd be hard, but it would, you know, it could be done.
Yeah, there's been really long stretches of time where I've had just haven't had any alcohol for the longest time. And I'm like, well, I could do that for a year if I had to. Do I want to? No, but I'd rather do that than not have my phone. I mean, I suppose I could just get me an iPod Touch and then it's not a smartphone. About the same size, and there I've got something to listen to my music and podcasts on, but that's small, can fit in my pocket. So there's workaround on that, but
yeah.
No, I'm gonna have to. And plus, this is my only phone device. I suppose I could use my computer.
That's another thing. Google Voice. It's my own.
I could use my Google Voice and Hangouts on my iPad or something like that.
Sweet.
Just workarounds, and I can live without alcohol. That's fine. Does that mean I can't even cook with alcohol?
Anyway, number six.
All right, number six is, would you rather be invisible or have the ability to fly?
That's always a really tricky one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with fly. Because it means I can get places easier.
Potentially.
I mean, you would think that if I'm flying, it's going to be like Superman flying, except maybe not as fast, but pretty fast, that I could easily, like, hey, I could go see my parents, and I don't have to pay for any gas, and probably be shorter than if I just drove there or something. Get to work, you know, I don't have to worry about traffic. I mean, I'm not like a Porky's person who wants to sneak into the men's room. I wouldn't say girls' room. That would be weird for us.
Let's see. This one's hard. Because I like both powers evenly.
I just don't see any utility for the invisibility right now, so. That's where I'm coming from.
Wow. I'm really conflicted. I'm leaning towards fly, so I'll go ahead and say fly. I'd rather have the ability to fly. Yeah. Just because I like seeing other people and
going around. What would the flying effect be like? I mean, is it something where you have to, like, Starfire, Dark Phoenix, or Phoenix it, where you kind of, like, have a blaze of fire behind you while you're flying?
Well, we don't know that.
Or is it Superman, where it's just you basically are levitating yourself and going really, really fast while levitating? Yeah, you don't have any effect. Do you have to have a cape like Superman?
A cape? Okay, Gary.
I would rather be invisible.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, why?
I'm a bit of a voyeur, so I would like to be able to observe things without being seen or known. Now, I'm going to presume there's a downside to the invisibility, which means you have to be naked. So you can't wear clothes, because obviously then you'll just look like a bunch of clothes walking around.
I'm assuming you could turn these powers on and off. So
right, and then
you wouldn't be permanently invisible.
Right. No, I get that. But then the other thing about the ability to fly is I don't trust the government, and I don't trust specifically the FAA, like, because if they've already, as of December, made it that drones have to be licensed and registered, I'm like, yeah, a man flying around is probably a bit of an anomaly, and that's going to cause a lot of issues. So I'm like, no, I'll just pass on the flying thing. As much as it would be convenient, I'm like, I'm pretty sure someone's going to videotape you somewhere doing something and catch you like flying through the sky trying to go someplace. And, and then there's going to be all this regulation, and are you a mutant, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I just think flying draws more attention than visibility. But that's just me.
Well, if you can fly really, really fast, maybe no one will notice. Especially if you're like high enough in that middle range where nothing hits you.
Yeah, I don't know. So.
Yeah, like I said, it would be. I don't know. Like, that's why I'm kind of conflicted, because of the whole like, yeah, you can fly, but everyone can see you. So like, it would be kind of. I just foresee it bringing on the unexpected consequences of having this ability and flying around, and what if you're the only person, and anyway. Number seven.
All right, number seven is, would you rather get a dream vacation for 2 weeks or spend 5 days with anyone in the world, but you must stay in your hometown?
Dream vacation for 2 weeks.
Wow. You're fucking kidding me. no, it's just like, Okay.
Strangely enough, just because of how I've been, you know, been living recently, is there really isn't anyone I just want to like spend 5 days with all the time with. My dream vacation actually would be for me, myself, and I, and nobody else.
Yeah.
So I'd be on my own anyways. So.
Hmm. Yeah, I can see that. I think
I'm not the social butterfly that you guys are.
Yeah, see, that's sort of my thing.
I'm an introvert.
I like the idea of the dream vacation, but I also like the idea of being, you know, with someone for, you know, several days and hanging out and all that stuff. But anyway, I think I would go with the dream vacation just because.
Also,
vacation. Yeah,
the dream vacation could be with other people too. So, not really saying anything about true. Like by yourself.
True, Gary.
I think I'd take 2 weeks.
Hmm. Yeah,
the length of time on this one is kind of the important thing to me. So, dream vacation for 2 weeks. Yeah, I'll take that because my dream vacation is going to New Zealand and Australia. So
yeah.
2 weeks would be a good chunk of time. If it's really my true dream vacation, then that means like some of my closest friends are with me already. So
mm-hmm.
See? Yeah.
Hey, there bye. You go. That's a pretty easy one.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see going with like, you know, Jim and a few other friends. And I my dream vacation is actually, it would be like, my goal in life was to visit every continent at least once. I've got 3 knocked off the list. So I would love to go to like Japan and like you said, New Zealand or Australia, somewhere in Mexico. Fuck, that shit. Somewhere in South America.
Is Antarctica really a vacation though?
Well, yes. I would like to see it. I don't necessarily have to stay there. Like, oh, here's Antarctica. Like I would love to go to like one of the like the southern tip, like in Argentina. Is it Argentina? I think Argentina. Anyway, and just like be able to just, if need be, you know, see it. I don't know if I would want to necessarily stay there.
Maybe fly down there for an hour or so.
Something like that. Yeah, just to see it, just to see what it's like in the other on the other side of the world, literally. So, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that would be my like dream vacation. I've wanted to go to Japan for years, I think since like high school, and Australia just sounds like fun to me. Yeah. Number eight.
Would you rather have your hair, would you rather have hair nowhere on your body, or be very hairy all over and not be able to shave?
Jeff? Yeah.
I mean, I don't really shave much of anything, but
I know my answer.
I'm going to have to go with the very hairy all over and not be able to shave. Just because I don't think I could survive being without any hair. I mean, I would have probably very short hair, but
no, it says nowhere, and that's my thing.
I know
nowhere on your body. I'm like going. So my answer is the very hairy all over and not able to shave because I don't want to look like a pre-adolescent boy for the rest of my life. I've seen powder. I didn't like that. And I've been wanting body hair forever.
Well, I'm assuming this is very hairy and where you can, like, the appropriate places of being able to grow hair.
Well, if you think about it, you know, there are people that pretty much everywhere there's hair. Mm-hmm.
And it's not to say anything about manscaping, just not be able to shave.
And there's the whole idea of you know, it, I'm assuming that it's meant to be like, it's not like werewolf, you know. it's you know, it's very hairy, but it's not like, you know.
Right. I guess.
Super. Okay. Gary.
I would have to go with the very hairy all over. Just because I like what body hair I have now. So I would feel very kind of, I think initially I would be very uncomfortable if suddenly I had like no hair anywhere. And then with time, maybe get used to it. But I don't know. I just don't.
Yeah. Someone who's not particularly hairy in a lot of places, or my hair is really fine and, you know, tiny. It would be nice to have it a little bit more noticeable, if nothing else. And then some, yeah. All right.
Be able to have a luscious beard like a Gabe.
Yeah. Gabe and Matt and some of the, yeah, that would be nice. Nice big, oh, anyway. Moving right along.
Number nine. Would you rather find true love or $10 million?
Wow.
Wav to wav.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with that. I will say this again. No true love again.
Wow. I think I would rather go with $10 million. Yeah. Sounds bad, but yeah.
I don't think that sounds bad. It's only $10 million.
Gary?
I would take the money.
Yeah.
If I kiss half of it away to taxes, I still have a whole bunch of money left over that I can.
I mean, there's
figure out to do a bunch of things with. So,
don't get me wrong. There's totally things I would do with $10 million: buy a house, have like boss ass computers, have it completely wired. I mean, I have my idea of a dream home.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of love and finding true love. How do I put this bluntly? I'll put it bluntly. I don't necessarily believe fully in like true love, in that that's like there's, if what true love is to me is there's only one person out there for you and that's it, you know. I believe that you can be in love with multiple people. I'm a very polyamorous person.
Yeah.
So there's that whole concept in my mind of I could have the money and have loves.
let me also say this statement. This says true love, but it doesn't say that it's just necessarily with one person.
True. But anyway, but that's just me. That's my little, like, my thought process is, I could potentially find someone to care for if need be and still have the money. And I already have somebody, so there's that too. Okay.
Number 10.
This is the last question.
Ooh.
And here's a preface. You wake up naked and sore without any memory of the night before.
Okay, good. That's
like, is there any specifics on where you're sore? Is it just
No specifics now, on sore.
Would you rather roll over to the Burger King telling you you had it your way, or roll over to Ronald McDonald telling you that you were loving it?
Oh my God.
Burger King, because I really hate clowns.
I'm totally in agreement with you. I would, I just, I, the Ron McDonald just that just scares the living crap out of me. I couldn't imagine betting Ronald McDonald, let alone having him. Yeah, go ahead. Burger King.
Also, another thing is, if he said you had it your way, it most likely means that I was topping. When he says you're loving it, most likely it's probably him trying to explain why he was fucking me, which I'm not so fond of. Don't get me wrong, I'm not completely a top, but
yeah. Got it.
So that's another interpretation I'm figuring out. Uh-huh. But I, the main reason between the two is the fact that I hate clowns.
Clowns. Go for it, Gary.
So I agree. I would pick Burger King over Ronald McDonald. But if I roll over and either of these motherfuckers are in my bed, I'm probably going to freak the hell out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
especially I'm going to freak out over the Burger King because he's got that crazy
big head.
Like that crazy head thing, you know, that's plastic and, you know, just the permanent smile or whatever. So, yeah.
Okay, would you rather roll over to Burger King or Jack? Jack in the Box.
Oh, Burger King still.
No.
Jack in the Box still to me is clownish and yeah.
Big ball head with the big long pointy nose.
Yeah, I know. So
you roll over, you could poke your eye out with that.
Right. No. I'm totally with that. But now I'm having like a stomach conscience issue because I'm like, oh man, we ain't got no Jack in the Box around here. So if I fuck with Jack in the Box, I might be able to hook me up with some food I haven't had in a while. And see, the Burger King, I know that some bitch, he can at least go get me a Whopper and some onion rings and, you know, like, you know, a shake or something that I actually would probably eat as opposed to Ronald McDonald trying to, like, you know.
Here's some nuggets.
And you know what? Jack in the Box brought you your munchie meal.
Good God. Oh. Anyway.
Lord yeah.
Okay. That, I am not loving that question.
That's great. Looks like it was a good day.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Because we've got naked men on a beach, two of them. We kind of know. Gary has actually met a person.
Wait, hold on. Remember, I don't have my usual shit, so stuff's kind of like not working for me.
You got to take a little bit.
Go there, click on this thing. Oh, wait, hold on, come on. Open.
Now you know what Damon felt like.
It's fine. Take your time. Yeah.
Hey, boys.
Yeah.
I know 1, 2, 3 of them.
Yeah. I know 2 of them. I can see. I think I know.
I know 2 of them, at least. We got Bailey and Hadrian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other 5 guys.
The one with the camo-type hat and the sunglasses.
Yeah.
He is part of, well, it was part of 619 Bearcast.
Oh.
Which one was he?
Still.
That's Mr. Brian.
Oh, that's Brian?
Yeah.
Okay, then I know him.
That's Mr. Studley Brian. And the other gentleman on the far left, I recognize from their photos. I don't think I've met him in person. So the two on the far right, I don't know. And the gentleman down front with Hadrian is West Cub, who I follow on Tumblr and think is hot and sexy and would not mind getting to know better, but yeah, I haven't met him.
There's an entire series of these photos, which I'm sure West Cub posted on his Tumblr, all these reblogs. He kept saying that I'm on my knees in a lot of these pictures and everybody's naked with penis right at perfect height.
Oh, I am following him. I just haven't looked at his. Okay, interesting. I'm just going to go ahead and start looking at this page. Okay. Very mm-hmm. nice. Very, very, very nice. I have a strange feeling I've seen you before. Okay. So, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it sounds was like a good day at the beach.
Yeah. It does look like a good day at the beach.
I only saw the one where they're fully clothed. But I think that's because it was on Facebook. The rest of them I had not seen yet. So
I have seen others where, yeah, I've seen, I think West Cub a while back posted some pictures from, like, they're just, it was in, I know I recognize it because it was Bailey and Hadrian, like, walking around the beach. And he was, West Cub was sporting a little bit of a chub. And he was like, I can't believe, you know, do you understand why I'm sporting a chub? And he was like, because he was all around these, you know, sexy bearish men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a very fun picture. Okay, all right. Speaking of pictures, I've got a bear family. A bear family.
A bear
family. A naked bear family.
All right. And, of course, now I have to reload the dock.
First world problems.
Yeah, and it's a group of pictures. There's several pictures, and it's just very, it's very, you know, yes, they're sexy bear men, but it's also very sweet.
Yeah, no, it's a great series of photos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was really, you know, I found it randomly, and I was like, oh, that's really cute, and realizing they're in a tub, I don't know where they are. I feel like they're at a, maybe they're in their home for all I know.
Yeah, I'm thinking more like a bathhouse or a gym or something that has a big, you know, hot tub sauna.
Yeah.
Or a hotel room, which is one of the bigger suites or something.
Like
the
true. Ones. That's the, true. Suite,
the honeymoon suite.
But this, you know, it's just very sweet and very cute and sexy in a non, like, obvious sexual way, other than the fact that they're naked.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. I called mine Sunday Morning Fantasy.
Oh, good God. Here we go.
Because if I was going to have a relaxing kind of Sunday day with a man, totally fits what I would, like, you know. There's two pictures. First one is a gentleman in a robe with socks on with his feet on the kitchen table, which I'm trying to not twitch. Damn feet on the table, but he's reading the paper and drinking a beverage from a coffee mug.
You'd be such a mother being like, get your feet off the table.
And then the next picture, he's sitting next to a window reading a book.
Yeah.
Looking
sweet.
Hot and adorbs. So, yep. It's just, it looks like the kind of Sunday I want to have. You know, you kick back and relax and mm-hmm. not a care in the world, nothing really magical, you know.
Yeah.
Extra special, just
he's very
taking good. A little personal time.
Yeah.
Like socks. Socks are nice.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to the links. Another thing I found out this weekend. When the best things ever is available by Steam or Humble Bundle. You don't know Jack. The original You Don't Know Jacks.
Nice.
For $20. This is including You Don't Know Jack Volume 1 XL, Volume 2, Volume 3, Volume 4, The Ride, which is like when my favorite You Don't Know Jacks ever is The Ride. Go to the bottom.
Wow.
There he is. Movie, sports, television, Head Rush, as well as Volume 6, Lost Gold. Although I don't know what happened to 5. I think 5 was Head Rush or something. But $20 for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 trivia games.
Nice.
And so I bought those and I was playing them. I will say this, I played a little bit of the sports one, I didn't do so well.
Sounds familiar. I play a fun little, it's a Trivia Crack on, it's an app. And I play it every now and then, and I'm not so good at the sports questions either. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm terrible, but because the questions come from everywhere, and it's questions like, you know, which you know, NFL team has a bear, you know, as the mascot kind of questions. So those are easy ones to answer. Mm-hmm. You know, the other ones are like, who had the most rushing yards in blah, blah, blah in 2013 or something. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts of, because when you play these games, you have the option of doing a 7-question game. So it's like a one round, one jack attack game, and or 21 full 21 question game. Then when in volume 4, they ask you the same question, but then no matter which option you choose to say, okay, 13, great. So it's always 13 questions. But the great thing about volume 4 is, like, the hosts of all the other games are the hosts of are like trying to knock each other off during that thing. And as you progress through, you're heading towards the bottom. So it's like somebody pulls a lever and Buzz drops down the trapdoor in the host booth. Says, where does that lead? That goes to the bottom. The bottom? And then whatever host pulled the lever hosts the show for the rest of it. And then he gets knocked off somehow, and when the other host ends up hosting a few of the games, and finally gets back to the original Nate. And the producer says, I hate you, Nate.
Aww.
it's really, really funny. So I say $20 well spent. If you have a Steam account, just purchase it on Steam, because it's just easy that way. But you can. There's also a Humble Bundle version, which, from my understanding, doesn't require that you have Steam to install the games.
Nice.
But and it's just $20 for all 9 games. So it's great. It's fun with other people, but you can play it by yourself, which is great because the host makes fun of you for being the only one. Especially when the first time you go in and says, "Hey, nice score to have on the leaderboard since you're the only one." I was playing it on a Friday night and says, "Oh, you're playing this alone on a Friday night, huh?" So it does pay attention to the date and everything. So,
wow.
It's the game show where high culture trivia game show where high culture and pop culture collide. And of course, these are also old. ranging from 1995 to 2003. So some of that might be older stuff and not anything that's updated.
No.
But those are the older games. Obviously, you can go to jackboxgames.com and check out their other games, including the Jackbox Party Pack. You Don't Know Jack Party. I think they've got an online version of You Don't Know Jack.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. So
I know I've played the game before, but only like online. I've never actually bought the game.
Mm-hmm. So it's hilarious, fun, and it's just, I kind of wish there was somebody here to play these games with, just so that the host doesn't make fun of me when I say only one. Although I'm still going to play it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've just been playing one, and long as I get a positive number at the end, then I move on to the next game. I've been playing most of them before I get to the ride, because it has all the hosts. So I want to at least play a game where each of the hosts have already hosted. Instead of like going directly from Nate to everything else and be like, who's Buzz? I've never met him. Oh, he's the guy from Volume 2.
Nice. Huh. Cool.
Yeah. So, I guess that's it. That's the show.
Huh.
Oh.
Plenty ways to contact us. Pop over to our website, cubsoutlaw.com. Remember, you can leave a comment on the blog just like Greg did last week. You can also shoot us an email at cubsoutlaw@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail, dirty or otherwise, at 361-CLL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/cubsoutloud. Tumblr, cubsoutloud.tumblr.com. Twitter, twitter.com/cubsoutloud. Google Plus at google.com/plus cubs out loud. You're kind of getting the trend here. You can also go over to bearunderground.net, the official Bear website of Cubs Out Loud. Join us in the Cubs Out Loud entourage. We'd love to see you there and chat about whatever you want, whether it's a show or something else. Join the rest of the fans in discussion. Please pop over to iTunes, give us a review, rate us, whatever. You know, if you leave us a review, I will read it verbatim on the show, no matter what you write there. Trust me, I've done it before, such as a dead baby joke. Also, if you listen to us on Stitcher Radio, give us a thumbs up there. Appreciate that very much. Also, YouTube.com/CubsOutLoud. You can see our past video shows, including the upcoming Drag Race shows, which I'm assuming you're going to be doing video for again, right?
Yeah, sure.
Find me anywhere on the internet. Says box, net box, puppy box, cub box, something or other.
I am Theater Cub 79, R Nomad Cub 79, R Pup _ Umbra. Keeping it
cool. And I can be found as Gearbear 73 pretty much anywhere on the web.
And with that, say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good one, y'all.
Cocktail's empty.
Aww.
Ruh-roh.
Dun, dun, dun.